All along this entire freaking journey, I never heard the words. Are you ready for this? Are you running a business? Listen to this. This is something your customers need to hear. If you ream them, if you take it up the Hershey Highway to your customer and they have an inconvenience and it's all your fault, write this down.
Live from the basement, it's Building a Better Dave. Check us out at betterdave.com. Email us at dave@betterdave.com. Or call in your comments, 888-563-3228. Now, here's your host, Dave Jackson.
And that's where I'm supposed to talk. Hey, welcome to Building a Better Dave. The bell has sounded. Round 15, I'm back up for the challenge. My last semester at college, this close to having my bachelor's degree in education, specializing in tech ed. And as a thank you for coming to the University of Akron, they totally just reamed me this last semester because I'd filled out the paperwork that I was graduating in the spring, and apparently somebody, I don't know, shredded it. So that the financial aid department thought I'd already graduated. So they didn't give me any financial aid. And then the billing department went to bill me for my school. And, of course, there wasn't any money there because they thought I graduated. So they gave me a $50 fine for not paying my bill. Now, in the process of getting this fixed, number one, the financial aid department computer went down and went, oh, so you're going to call me back when it comes back up? Oh, no. That would be customer service. No. You have to keep calling us back to find out when our system comes up. Now, in the end, everything got straightened out after waiting hours and hours on hold to find out, nope, the computer system isn't back up yet. And, hey, can I talk to somebody about this late fee? Nope, you got to send the email. All along this entire freaking journey, I never heard the words. Are you ready for this? Are you running a business? Listen to this. This is something your customers need to hear. If you ream them, if you take it up the Hershey Highway to your customer and they have an inconvenience and it's all your fault, write this down. I'm sorry. Got that? I'm sorry that I made your life hell, that I made you waste hours on the phone, and it wasn't any of your fault. It was a computer glitch. I'm sorry I kept making you call us back. It's a novel idea in business that if you do something wrong with the customer, and you will because it's business, I'm sorry. Never heard it. I am so tempted to grab my diploma and flip the bird to the entire audience. Now, the great thing, but so here I am in the 15th round. I'm ready. I'm taking those classes that I kind of oopsied a couple semesters ago. So that's kind of weird because I'm back at the scene of the crime, but I'm doing good. But I've got one new class. The only thing that the University of Akron did right was they said that, hey, Dave, you don't have enough credits to graduate. Now, they actually told me this last semester, so they were actually heads up on this, so I'll give them credit for that. So I had the choice of, would you like to take, cross-country basket weaving, underwater ironing, or would you like to take ethics? And I read the description, and I'm like, oh, this is going to be just such BS. This is another one of those, check your opinion at the door, just say what the teacher wants to hear, show up and breathe, and get an A class. And it is. Because I'm sitting there thinking, okay, how long is it going to take to cut God out of this picture? Because that's what they do at college, because, you know, separation of church and state and all that whole nine yards. But it's also fun how they do it in a way that it's like, well, if you believe in God, you're, I don't know, what do you have? Do you listen to 8-track tapes too? They say it in such a way that it's like, well, no educated person would believe in God. Now, here's the thing. We do live in America, and I totally respect your right to be an atheist. If you want to worship my shoe, if you think that dog is God, it's America. You can do that. Isn't that beautiful? And if you respect mine, I will respect you. Now, the bad side is the country was founded by a bunch of Christians, and we kind of have a lot of Christian beliefs built into the system. Hence, Barack Obama and all. They had like 80 million prayers in the inaugural service. You know, and I'm thinking, if I'm an atheist, I got to be going, ugh, another prayer. But anyway, I'm thinking, how fast are they going to cut God out of the picture in my ethics class? And the question was class number two. Class number one was interesting because they hand out the syllabus. Now, we're not here to try to change people's minds. We're just going to look at both sides of a topic. We're not trying to change. In some cases, there may not be a wrong or right answer. And I'm like, okay. Class number two, so much for there is no wrong or right answer because guess what? You don't need God. The question was, and it's kind of an odd question, but we spent like a day and a half on this. Is murder wrong because God commands it, meaning everything comes from God, or are there universal truths? And because murder is wrong, God commanded it. So the first one, God's at the top, he's commanded, he's calling the shots. That's why murder's wrong, because God said so. Second one, you got all these universal truths over to the right, God's off to the left. God looks over and goes, oh wow, look at those. That's right, murder's wrong. And the teacher even said, you know, the first one, you kind of go to God for everything, and God can't give you a reason why murder is wrong. It's because, you know, he said so, and he can't explain why. And I'm like, well, growing up, my parents said things that I didn't understand, and they said, you have to because I said so. And the reason they said so is because they were older than I were, they were wiser than I were, and they had a broader picture of things. And so I had to do it because they said so. I said, now, if you believe in God and you believe that he created the world, he kind of, you know, he's the mechanic that built the car. And if he says, don't put, grape juice in your gas tank, you got to kind of believe him because he's the guy that built the car. And anytime I got remotely preachy, it was fun watching the teacher rein me in because, well, okay, but he doesn't have a reason. Why does he have a reason? I said, because he's God. And if you believe he's the all-knowing, all-powerful, all-loving, all blah, 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 you know, you're just going to trust him. And that's the problem. I said, you have to have trust and you have to have faith. That is the basis of that religion. And of course, even though there's no right or wrong answer, you have to believe the fact that you don't need God for this class because otherwise, well, then you can't talk about ethics. You'd have to talk about, well, what does God think? And I'm sitting there thinking, I'm paying thousands of dollars for this. I'm paying thousands of dollars because, okay, so fine, we've cut God out of the picture, whatever. You know, let's move on, shall we? What's our next fun-filled topic? You guessed it, abortion. Where I'm at, people are, oh, Dave's a right-wing nut job. He's, you know, he's going to be, no way you're going to talk him into freedom of choice. Oh, no. I am pro-choice when it comes to abortion. I believe you have a choice to keep your clothes on or you have a choice to keep your clothes off. And if you, and again, remember, this is from the guy that spent thousands of dollars trying to have a kid. You know, if you do make a baby, accept your responsibilities. Because there are a lot of people that want to adopt. Now, that's easy for me to say. I've never gotten somebody accidentally pregnant. Now, if abortion wasn't a fun enough topic, let's talk euthanasia. You know, and to me, I'm like, is there any other topics that people just will not ever agree on? And I think after that, we're going to talk which one was better, David Lee Roth or Sammy Hagar. And the whole time I'm saying, I'm paying thousands of dollars for this. And I'm sure this class is going to make me a much better teacher. Thousands of dollars to pretend I agree with opinions that I don't. Now, that doesn't mean I'm not open-minded. I'm listening. I understand. You know, there are some podcasts I listen to that are hosted by atheists who preach atheism stronger than I ever preach Christianity. And I realize that Christianity, that Muslim, that Kabbalah, that whatever, I realize that religion is simply an operating system, much like you can have Windows, you can have Linux, you can have whatever Apple's on, Tiger, something like that, right? You put those on your computer, it's the way you operate. And much in the same way, you can take a computer and change it from Linux to Windows. And Windows, you can, and Macintosh now operates on Mac or PC, so you can flip and flop your operating system depending on how you want to operate. I get that. And this one works for me. And if that one works for you, okay. I'm telling you, I think mine works the best. You think yours works the best. Because nobody wants to think, hey, what I'm doing is wrong. Right? But it's just sad that routinely I am paying thousands of dollars to hear an opinion that I disagree with and to basically watch my opinion or have it shown to me how my opinion is stupid because I'm paying thousands of dollars for this. And, you know, I love music. I really do. Because there are days like today when I go out to the PodSafe Music Network at podsafemusicnetwork.com, and I found Grace Potter, who really has such a hard time carving her own niche in music because of her brother Harry. But you can find her at gracepotter.com. Grace Potter and the Nocturnals. The song is called Apologies, and I just love the vibe. This song is warm and cozy. I dig her voice. And I was like, it soothed me. So I'll put a link to her out in the show notes. Of course, our show notes are betterdave.com. You can email me at betterdave@gmail.com or call in your comments 888-563-3228. And hang in there, everybody, because right around the corner, it's going to get better.
Yesterday he said my eyes were fading fast away. I said, well, what do you expect? He asked me not to stay. And if it had all been for the best, I wouldn't feel this way, he said. Oh, he said. Stepping out for just tell you you're my friend. I hope I don't have to lie, 'cause it's clear you love another man. And I said, you're damn right. And he said, for a part.